This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Leonie McDonald Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm talking with Joe Lentini and Janice Crawford. We're talking about SAU 9 and Conway School District. They're going to be hosting their first of their strategic plan sessions. This is happening this Wednesday, 6 o'clock in the evening at Lloyd Auditorium. That's Kennett High School. And if you want any information at any time, just go to tinyurl.com/stratplan2020. That's tinyurl.com/stratplan2020. Joe and Janice, thank you both for joining me.
Sure. Thank you very much.
Nice to see you.
So this is strategy planning. What exactly does that entail? This is for 2020 to 2025?
Yeah, it's the update of the strategic plan because we did our first one working on it in 2014, and it is the foundation of what we want the school to be doing, where it's going to be going, and how it's going to do it. We've gone through the first 5 years, and now we're looking to update that.
And the focus that we had, the strategic plan and the process that 5 years ago that took in a lot of community input, the focus became student achievement, which this year we're going to try to really develop a portrait of a learner, the community, how to develop effective community partnerships, personnel issues, technology, and the facilities. So folks who want to see that can go to the Conway District or the SAU 9 website, which is SAU9.org, and they can click on the strategic plan, and they can also see the updates as to how far they've gotten on these. Because, you know, a lot of times strategic plans get put on the shelf and then aren't dealt with, but they're doing a great job of letting folks like us know what has been accomplished, what's in the process, and what hasn't been tackled yet. So it's not that we're saying the strategic plan that was developed for 2015 through 2020 is completed, but it is time to refresh it and refocus perhaps some of our efforts.
Many people have experience with strategic plans, and most of the time, a small group of people put something together for a business, and it goes on a shelf, and that's it. This was created not by the steering committee. The steering committee, which Janice and I were both on, simply facilitated the meetings, the town-wide meetings, the focus groups, the surveys, which brought in the information from the community that created a living document. In every committee I am involved with through the school district, one of the first things that was done is the committee would ask, where do we fit into the strategic plan? So the entire school system is governed by the strategic plan.
And it's important to know, if you're somebody who is concerned about education, but you're not a parent, this still applies for you. It is open to the public. It is open for anybody that wants to have a say in this type of thing.
Absolutely. We'd love to see the Lloyd Auditorium packed and standing room only in the hallway. It's certainly something that I would think, of course, parents, grandparents, teachers, retired teachers, and then the business community. The issues that we're having trying to find employees because of the, you know, the population isn't there, but also the certain skill sets. We have to inform the school of that. We have to let them know what we're seeing that's great and what we're seeing that could use some improvement. So anybody has a responsibility, in my opinion, to be there if they possibly can. And there will be another one in January, but this is the kickoff one. There is a presentation being made by Paul Leather, who's the director of the State and Local Partnership at the Center for Innovation in Education. And he is going to speak to the importance of education and sort of get everybody excited about it. I know you and Michelle are taking
Michelle Capozzoli, yeah, who is the assistant chair of the Conway School Board. I'm the chair, are doing the kickoff. We'll be talking for a few minutes about the history and about where we're going with this. You know, I have to keep coming back to, it's about education. Is anything more important than how we educate our children? In terms of, the country has no future unless children are educated. They are the ones who will be working in the businesses, developing new businesses, creating and working in jobs that will help pay taxes that fund everything we do in this country. You can't have anything without a well-educated population.
So it's SAU 9 and Conway School Districts, Wednesday, 6 o'clock in the evening, meeting at Lloyd Auditorium for shaping the strategic plan for 2020 to 2025. There will be keynote speaker Paul Leder, who previously helped with shaping the state's assessment system.
Yes.
He's well versed in this type of thing. And you can find more information anytime by going to tinyurl.com/stratplan2020. That's tinyurl.com/stratplan2020. And again, emphasizing this is for the public. So even if you're not a parent, you're still welcome to attend and either observe the process or take part in the process in shaping this update to the strategic plan. How many items would you say from the previous strategic plan got checked off? Is that something that is actively followed?
It is actively followed. And I think, to save time to make sure folks really hear what we're doing now is after Paul Leather speaks, and that's just sort of a perspective on education, then we're going to break off. We're going to go into the cafeteria. Flatbread is providing some pizza, and we're going to break off into focus groups because one of the things we're going to try to develop is a portrait of a learner. What is it that the community wants to see? The changes, what are the hopes, aspirations, and dreams that the community has for our young people? What are the skills our children need for success in this changing and complex world? And as a result, what are the implications for our schools? That's what the focus group is going to talk about, and then they'll have a report out. And that's just the beginning of getting the community involved in thinking about this. I know that I received an email. I really think for people to get the shock and awe of what we are facing with education is just YouTube Jobs of the Future and watch a few of those videos. It's amazing, how quickly the world is changing, and in some ways how quickly employment that we may have gotten used to is being taken over by robotics. So we have to really stay on top of things and help our students get skill sets that are going to be above the robotic world. So we hope everybody will be there.
And it's really important to reiterate that what we did last time and what we're doing again comes from the community. It's not a small group of people who make these decisions about where we're going. We're constantly updated at the school board. We're updated as to progress in all of these areas. There are multiple areas within each area that we're updated on, and we're doing very, very well in terms of the vast majority of the individual areas are completed or very close to it. But now we need to hear from the community for the next step. And it'll be this meeting, then there'll be focus groups out after this meeting. There'll be more townwide meetings. There'll be surveys, all to solicit information, which we'll put together for the update of the plan.
So have your voice heard in the next step at the 2020 to 2025 strategic plan. It's happening with SAU 9 and Conway School District Wednesday this week, 6 o'clock in the evening at Lloyd Auditorium. You can find more information by going to tinyurl.com/stratplan2020, or you can just show up. Joe Lentini and Janice Crawford, thank you both for joining me.
And thank you. But very quickly, there is daycare. So don't say you can't come because the children, there's wonderful daycare being provided as well. And you can find all that information on the URL that you so kindly mentioned 3 or 4 times. Thank you, Tony.
And thank you for having us.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Leona McDonald Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire.